Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
All right. So, genetics are a weird thing, and we know that there are many, whether it's the NBA, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NFL, we do know there are a lot of kids playing right now whose daddies played.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are some guys that, who is it, on TV right now? I'm drawing a blank. Marcus.
Give me a sport, Corby.
Played for the Cowboys, went to LSU.
Spears,
yeah. Yes. His son, right, is like a top five basketball recruit in the country right now.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. In the NFL, you'll see it everywhere. Every team's got a kid whose dad played in the NFL as well. And sometimes that extends to grandparents. I think the most fascinating grandpa story in the NFL is Christian McCaffrey's dad, who I believe his name was, last name was Sine, S-I-N-E.
His grandfather?
Sine, yes, grandfather, who was the world's fastest man in the 50s. And that obviously got passed down. It worked.
Marcus Spears Jr., the number one player in America in the class of 2027 basketball recruits.
Wow.
He goes to Dynamic Prep in Dallas, Texas.
There you go. So, but I think this now takes the cake for the craziest grandpa story that we've heard concerning an NFLer. And that is your Super Bowl representative from the NFC, the quarterback representative, Sam Darnold. Have you heard this story yet, Bob?
No, sir.
Okay. So, I don't know who this guy is that kind of tells the story, but this was ripped off an Instagram feed, and I saw this and was like, oh, wow.
Sam Darnold's grandfather might be the most interesting man in sports history, because this guy was just an absolute savage. So obviously, everyone knows Sam Darnold, went to USC, drafted by the Jets, bounced around for the league for a while, and now is going to the Super Bowl with the Seahawks. Great story. But his grandfather, whose name was Dick Hammer, has an even cooler story. So by now, I'm sure everyone's heard that Sam Darnold's grandfather, Dick Hammer, was the Marlboro Man way back when. But as I started to do more research on this guy, his lore is insane. So first and foremost, Mr. Hammer here was a key player on the 1954 USC men's basketball team, which was the last team to reach the Final Four for USC. But basketball just wasn't enough for this guy, so he ends up picking up a volleyball. And it turns out he's actually insane at volleyball and ends up making the US Olympic team for the 1964 Tokyo Games. Now after his athletic career, he decided to get into acting, where he was cast as a lead in a TV show called Emergency. And apparently, to prepare him for acting as a fire captain in a TV show, they actually put him in a firehouse to learn how that captain would be, like method acting. So allegedly, he learns the ropes in the firehouse, goes back to acting on this TV show for 1 year, and then leaves to be an actual fire captain because it was more rewarding to him. And that's when he picked up the gig as the Marlboro Man on the side. So whether you want to believe it or not, Sam Darnold has some legendary Dick
right,
Hammer
there
blood.
Go. There you go. Yeah, so Dick Hammer. It's not just the fact that the guy's name is Dick Hammer. That's a really funny name, and it would get a mention no matter what. But this guy literally did everything. And yes.
Wow.
He was on a Final Four basketball team at USC. His point totals were not, prodigious.
It was
he
like
would not be the
2.8.
He would
game
not be the
something.
Steph Curry of his office, but he was on the team. He did get significant minutes. He was a top six player on the team, according to most reports out there. And that was in 19.
Dick Hammer shooting the penalty.
Dick Hammer. And that was in 1952-53. So imagine the gap between 1953, so he's 22 years old. So just say that you start doing whatever you do in life, and then about 9 years later, you decide, and you're from California, and so volleyball is a thing, but it was not like what it is now, clearly, and he decides to start picking up volleyball. And he's playing with these high-level volleyball players, and at the time, the United States had never had an entry into Olympic volleyball. They had never put a team together. This was the very first Olympic team the United States had, and who's on it but Dick Hammer, as a guy who had only been playing volleyball, or at least serious volleyball, for a couple of years.
So he was literally playing against plumbers.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you were a good athlete back in the day,
pick up any
sport.
It was
endless. Like, your opportunities were endless.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did. And he's on this Olympic volleyball team. They end up finishing ninth in the games.
Out of how many?
We don't know. We do not know. It could be nine.
Nine?
I don't know.
Okay.
They did win two games.
Did they?
A 2-7 record.
So they did
not.
On
the way to ninth place.
Wonder who we took down.
They did not finish last. And yeah, and so then he gets into acting and he takes on a couple of small roles.
Looks like we beat South Korea.
Yes.
Who finished 10th. And we beat them head to head.
No, they were just Korea then. They were a unified Korea.
Okay.
Weren't they?
I have South Korea here in the, in the standings, but I'm not going to.
I think they had split up by then.
They had? Yeah. Okay.
So,
I guess the Korean War was late 50s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then it was time to don another hat. And he decided, well, hey, I'm from California. I watch TV. You like TV? Let's get into acting.
Love TV.
And so before you know it, he is cast as one of the leads in a new show called Emergency. Now, are you guys familiar with either Adam 12 or Emergency?
100%. I had an Adam 12 lunchbox.
I think a lot of us did.
Yeah, I didn't watch Adam 12, but I do remember watching Emergency when I was little.
So an Emergency is a firehouse show, and I definitely watched it, and I definitely didn't. Adam 12 was interesting, but they were both very adult.
Yes. I carried the lunchbox. I don't want you to think I was watching the shows. I don't remember them being for my demographic, to be honest.
But they were both very popular, and Emergency ran for the entire decade of the 70s. Super popular show. Launched careers of multiple people at the time, including, I think the main guy's name was like Ransom Mantooth. And if you remember in Anchorman, Vince Vaughn's character was named Wes Mantooth. And that is a direct ripoff from one of the real actors that was in Emergency.
Love it.
So Dick Hammer gets cast in Emergency as Captain Dick Hammer.
They loved his name
so
much.
They loved his name so much they didn't even change it.
We're going to keep the name.
If you don't mind.
We had something else written, but it's not as good.
Yeah, dude, you're Dick Hammer.
Amazing.
Yes, we got to cast you. So,
can we see your license?
So I went back. You can still watch Emergency on Peacock. And Peacock is one of the many subscriptions that I have that are useless until moments like this. And so this is him. As Captain Dick Hammer, part of his fire squad comes back with a dog that they rescued. And I think the dog's owner had gotten to a bad car wreck and she basically said, please take care of my dog. So he brings the dog back to the firehouse. You'll hear the dog bark. He barks because Dick Hammer puts his hand down for the dog to sniff. And he is the second voice you hear.
Watch out, Cap. She's still kind of shook up.
It's just what we need around here, a shook up dog.
It'll only be for a little while.
How little?
A couple hours, maybe. Hospital's going to find out who the girl knows in town. We'll let them take her.
She from out of town?
Chicago.
But she does know someone in L.A.
We're not sure, no.
Whose idea was this?
Mine. I promised the girl that I wouldn't let him put Bonnie in a shelter. I mean, if I'd been in an accident, darned if I'd want them to shove me in a pen with a bunch of strange dogs.
Well, if we get a bell, you make sure she's tied up and comfortable.
I'll find a good place for it right now.
And if we're out 5 or 6 hours on a fire,
I'll clean up after.
So not the most dynamic of actors, kind of monotone throughout it all?
Yeah, it's like community theater television.
It is. It's pretty goofy, but that was season one. So season one, it's like 22, 25 episodes like all these TV shows were back in the day. Well, Dick Hammer does 10 episodes before he goes to the producers and says, yeah, I'm not into this anymore. I quit. And he quit. And like the guy said in the intro, he quit because he wanted to be a real firefighter.
Wild.
Yes. So he goes and
I don't
works.
Want to play act yes. firefighting.
I want to be a fireman. And so he goes back and does that. And then somewhere, because he still had these connections in the acting world, and Marlboro was looking for this rugged, tall, yeah, everybody knows what the Marlboro man looks like, right? I mean, just this guy that looks like he could dominate the mountains on a horse.
Nice square jaw.
Yes. And they find Dick Hammer, and Dick Hammer becomes the Marlboro man. So here is Sam Darnold, and he died when Sam was a little boy. I think he died of lung cancer.
He did.
Yeah.
Which the irony is found there.
So here is Sam talking about his grandpa, Dick Hammer.
I read up about your grandfather and the fact that he was an actor and he was actually one of the Marlboro men back in the day. And he has a pretty extensive career. And I look at the images of you guys. And does anybody ever say that you look a lot like your grandfather? And, you know, what's the conversation when he comes up?
Yeah. I mean, it's all positive, right? I mean, he passed away when I was 2 years old. So I didn't really get to know him that well. But from what my mom tells me about him, we have very similar personalities. We attack, you know, everything that we do very similarly. And I'm just, you know, I feel like, you know, my family and her side of the family compares me to him a lot. And, you know, but I've never gotten the looks one. I appreciate that. Yeah. He was a model and Marlboro man, all these things, and he was an actor. So, that's a new one for me. So I'll incorporate that as well.
So when you cheer for Sam Darnold here next Sunday, a little part of you is also cheering for Dick Hammer, the great grandfather, or the grandfather, the great, grandfather of Sam Darnold.
That's amazing.
It is. It's a crazy story.
Who knew?
Yeah.